Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Coffee with this guy. All bundled up this morning because here in Maine it will go from a nice balmy 94 degrees and then the next day drop down to a nice and cool 65. And I am too cheap to start paying for oil 10 days into September. Here I am all bundled up, drinking some warm coffee, and on today's subject, being present in the moment. So hope you guys had a fantastic week and have some fun things planned outside of work. Yeah. So recently I've been reading a book on meditation. What I mean by reading a book on meditation, very slowly going through it and seeing what I can actually get out of it. I'm not a huge meditation guy, I probably never will be, but I do think there is some things you can pick out from every self-help or aspect of spirituality. You can learn something from it, and meditation is very good at one thing, and that is being present in the moment, which is one thing I am very bad at. And there's a lot of different things in the book that kind of teach you about being in the moment, understanding yourself, why you may feel this way. But if you struggle with the idea of always thinking about the future or the past, or having, for me, a lot of times it's having like 40 different thoughts. Like I'll be going for a walk with my wife and I'll start talking about one subject and then pop to another and then back to another, and I just have a bunch of stuff going in my head. And so having techniques to bring you back to the present, and focus on one idea or one part of your life can be very de-stressing and very helpful to actually help you to actually enjoy deeper in your life one moment than spreading yourself out so thin that there's no deepness or depth to any one moment. And one of the things it talks about is finding your breath. Breathing is something you have with you at all times. And though just focusing on the slow inhale and the exhale, and just focusing on that passage of breath through your nose into your filling your chest and then back out again. And that, for me, as weird as it kind of sounds, has actually helped a lot with bringing me back to where I am now in this moment. And so when I feel stressed out or when I start wandering all over the place, even at work in my coaching session, if I start thinking about something too much, that finding my breath, bringing me back to where I am in the moment, has been very helpful. And you don't have to do anything like some special breathing. Just breathing and thinking about where you are is a nice trick to bring you back to being present. Other things is my friend Doug uses little wristbands to kind of like flick yourself back in. But there's all these different tricks. But this one, the breath, has been very, very helpful for me in this present time, and I want to share that with you guys. Give it a try and see how you like it. That is it. What I did also want to mention is we do have some spots still open for our seminar that myself and my coworker Kim are going to be hosting on the 29th of September, starting at 12:30 at the Sperling Fitness. So if you are interested in that, there is a link on the top of the page. Please check it out. Or if you know of anybody that wants to get started on a healthier lifestyle, but maybe has a lot of questions or concerns, whether that's due to injuries or past bad experiences, please refer them to this. That'd be a great help. And yes, and as always, please check out my website at joshstudentsfitness.com. And thank you so much for watching, and I will see you guys next week.